Welcome to the KOXC 2025 Central Texas High School Football On the Road Report, sponsored by Sonic Drive-Ins. Hello, everybody. This is Mike Blagg. Today we are in Blanket, Texas, speaking with Jalen Helms, head coach of the Blanket Tigers. Coach, first question, what do you like to drink at Sonic?
I'd get me a good Dr. Pepper Easy Ice.
Dr. Pepper Easy Ice, that ought to work. All right, Coach, second year here in Blanket. Your feet are on the ground a little bit more this year. I'm sure you feel a little more comfortable.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been good so far. You know, last year, my first year, kind of being thrown into it in a way. Definitely getting to know the kids a little bit in a different role. I felt like I fell into it pretty good, and so this year, you know, we're going off swinging.
Had an excellent first year. You went 8-1. 8-1-1, actually. You had that one game with Menard that was suspended due to the bad weather. It was 14-14 at the time, I believe. So I don't know if that game even counts or not. But 8-1 on the other nine games. Up from 5-5 the previous year, second place in district, made the playoffs. So it was a good season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was blessed to come in with a pretty good group of kids, and you know, really, we're going to have pretty much that same group of kids. They'll all be seniors this year. So,
yeah, on those nine regular season games, six of those wins were by the 45-point rule. You scored a total of 478 points, and only allowed 117. It's about a 4-1 ratio. So, Tigers were really dominant last year on both sides of the ball.
Yes, sir. You know, I call the offense. You know, I kind of pride myself in trying to, you know, getting into the end zone. I feel like we do a really good job of that. Of course, again, we have a really good group of kids who are able to do that for me. Coach Greenfield's our DC. He does a really good job on the defensive side. We took a lot of pride last year in our defense as well, trying to limit the amount of times that the other team could score as well.
Any changes to your coaching staff this year?
No, sir. We're all the same. It's going to be me. I'll call the offense. We've got Coach Greenfield in the defense, and then we have Coach McCarter, and he's our special teams coordinator, and then, you know, he just helps anywhere else that we need him.
As you mentioned, a lot of players back. I show about four offensive and four defensive starters back. You've got a lot of good experience. How many boys total do you have? How many of those are seniors?
So we had about 20, 21 come out for 2 days, and probably about 10 of them, 10, 11 are seniors, yeah.
And what about JV?
JV, we should be about half and half, I would think, somewhere around there. So about 10 that'll end up being JV.
Let's talk about some of your key players. We're going to start with Cannon Kinzing. He's a threat on both sides of the ball. Texas Football Magazine has him down as their preseason defensive MVP in District 13. Tell us about Cannon Kinzing.
Well, Cannon Kinzing, you know, he's a name that I feel like everyone kind of knows in this area. You know, he's been a starter both sides of the ball since he was a freshman. But he's a really good kid, works hard, you know. It says defensively, but I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, he could sneak out maybe overall MVP or, you know, offensive, either one, because, you know, he plays everywhere and, like I said, works really hard and really talented at what he does.
Who else on offense are you counting on?
So we have Mason Beck. So Mason Beck, you know, he's another one that he started both ways pretty much since freshman year. Works really hard. You know, one of our bigger kids, super strong, probably our best blocker that we've had. Defensively, he was a better defensive player than Cannon last year. You know, they're both really good. He had a little bit more tackles, but he's really good as well. We had Brian Shannon. He was a kid that came in I guess my second year here as a sophomore. You know, he was a transfer, and then he ended up being eligible this last year. He kicked it off for us. He was really good, hard-nosed kid, you know, not afraid of anything. I think he was our second best receiver, and then probably, you know, second or third best defender behind Cannon and Mason. And then, like we talked about, we got Abel McLaughlin defensively. Just a real hard-nosed hitter downhill. I mean, he's worked all summer with us. He's been in the weight room, gotten bigger. You know, we expect a lot from him.
Well, skill positions, of course, get a lot of attention, but you got to have those linemen too. Tell us about your O-line and your D-line.
Yeah, so O-line and D-line is really so a lot of that comes from Mason Beck is on there sometimes. Cannon is defensive line for us. Brian Shannon, he's played on our line, kind of a receiver, you know, six man. They're kind of our line as well. But you know, we got some kids that that are gonna have to step up this year that weren't eligible this last year. One of those being Jaden Langford. He's one of our bigger kids. He's really good on the line. Gustavo Rodriguez. He's a junior this year. The past 2 years he's been working. He's been in the weight room. He's probably overall our strongest kid that we have. Really good blocker. And then also Ethan Tomey. He's another one that he's a senior this year now. He's been with us for all these years, and he's going to have his time to shine a little bit this year as well.
Your pre-district schedule, same as last year, Menard, Cranfield's Gap, Evance, Santa Ana, Throckmorton, and Woodson. Four of those first five games are on the road, I believe. You'll be getting your frequent flyer miles there. Last year, the Tigers ran the table on the pre-district schedule, 5-0. Might be tougher this year, especially Menard and Woodson. Two or three of the other teams, I think, should be better, but it'll be a good warm-up for district.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Menard, we knew last year going into Menard that they were going to be a pretty good team. You know, a D1 school. Since they've been six-man, I think when they first went six-man, they may have struggled a little bit, but since then, they've been really solid. You know, I don't really know how much they lost, but I think they were pretty young last year, so we expect them to be even better than they were. So that should be a good test for us first game. And then, you know, we have a few of those games in the middle that we expect to win. I mean, that's our goal. We have high expectations this year. We expect to win each game we go into, but, you know, definitely going to be a challenge, going to have to get better each week. And then, like you said, Woodson, you know, they tested us a lot last year. They were pretty solid. I think they were a little senior heavy, but still expect those younger guys to step up and, you know, take over where those seniors left off for them.
Let's just talk about how you approach your pre-district games. How do you manage them differently? What are you looking for? What are you trying to accomplish? Just tell us about how you approach pre-district.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we go into it each week, you know, obviously we're scouting our team, seeing what they do, but we're really focused on ourselves, trying to get better each week, whether that's a new formation we're putting in, or if there's a key that we're looking at, whether that's, you know, we got to be better tackling this week. You know, we'll look at our stats, we'll really focus on what we need to do to get better that week, because obviously the main goal is those district games, but it's real important in the pre-district to really focus on ourselves and get better each week.
You're in District 13-1A, Division 2. You'll open at home versus Gustine. They're ranked number 23 in the state this year. They've improved a lot over the last few years. They have a new coach, so who knows there. Rising Star and Sydney, both expected to be better this year. Key game may be October 24th at home versus Zephyr. They're ranked number 11 in the state this year. So it could be for the district championship. You know, the Zephyr program is strong and well-established, but they've got a younger team this year and a new coach. Blanket's ranked number 21 in the state. You're a little older and more experienced, as you mentioned. That District 13, it may be wide open this year, Coach.
Absolutely. I've been telling everybody, you know, our district is one of the better districts in the state for Division II six-man football. You know, Zephyr, they deserve to be ranked where they are. You know, they've won the district 3 years in a row. I'm sure they're planning on doing it again. You know, Blankets had a little bit of a bad taste with them. You know, that's the team, you know, year in, year out, besides, I guess, 2 years ago when Sydney got second. But that's the team that, you know, Blanket, we just haven't been able to win that game. So that's obviously a big thing in our mind, sure, to try and overcome that hump that we haven't been able to do in a few years. But again, like you said, our district's pretty good. You know, you can't sleep on Gustine. Gustine last year, a lot of people thought that they wouldn't be so good, and they ended up being really good, and, you know, undefeated until district. Rising Star, they were hurt last year, you know, and they still were a pretty respectable team. So if they can get their guys healthy, I'm sure they're going to be right in the race as well. Sydney, you never know with Sydney. I mean, they, like I said, 2 years ago, they got second in the district and arguably could have won the district if, you know, had some things gone their way against Zephyr. But But yeah, definitely going to be a tough district.
I agree with you. It's one of the tougher districts in Class 1A Division 2. When you get to the playoffs, you match up with District 14. That's got Oglesby. That'll almost certainly win that district. So you don't want to come in second in your district and play them like you did last year. You better just plan on winning district, Coach.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely the goal. I mean, like I said, last year for us, our goal was to get back in the playoffs, whether that was to win the district or get second. You know, obviously you want to win it. We came up short and got second last year, and yeah, we had to play Oglesby, and you know, everyone knew they were going to be really good. They're still going to be good this year. You know, I know they lost their best kid, but they're still going to have some athletes over there. You know, but I agree. Yeah, if we can win that district, that first round game should be a lot easier.
All right. Well, thanks, Coach, and good luck this year.
Thank you, sir.
That's Jalen Helms, head coach of the Blanket Tigers. And this is Mike Blagg with your Sonic on the Road report on KOXE 101.3.